William Shakespeare, King Richard III.
This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB, Register Charity Number 226227.
King Richard III was probably written in 1593, making it one of Shakespeare's earliest plays. He would have been 29 in that year. He had had a success with his chronicle plays about the Wars of the Roses. Henry VI, Parts 1, 2 and 3, and Richard III followed these as the culmination of the story. This play, however, differs from its predecessors, being a more structured piece, examining the development and motivations of a single character, Richard, Duke of Gloucester. Shakespeare was breaking new ground, testing his skills, though the play's structure owes much to the classical drama and its characterisation to the early English morality and mystery plays. He hadn't as yet entirely found his own voice. His main source was Sir Thomas More's History of Richard III, written in 1513, with other material taken from the later histories of Edward Hall, Union of the Two Noble and Lustre Families of Lancaster and York, 1548, and Raphael Holinshed's Chronicles of England, 1587. These later chronicles were the same sources as for the Henry VI plays, but it is the ironic tone of More's history, often scorned now as mere Tudor propaganda, that seems to have influenced Shakespeare's style of writing in this play. In structuring his play,